This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, bringing you the best of lunchtime radio on a Friday afternoon, the first Friday of the month. This is the 1st of November 2024. And starting the month off with a bang, of course, we're bringing you the latest from the motoring world. Joining us is our resident motoring journalist. He goes by the name of Prashirin Naidu. And recently, he put the new luxurious GWM P-Series 500 Bucky to the test and got behind the wheel of the ever-popular Polo Vivo, right? He'll share his insights, a throw in, you know, a helpful motoring tip, and close it off with a hot jam of the week. Now, let's get straight into it. Good afternoon, Prashirin. Happy new month. How are you doing this afternoon?
Good afternoon, Tim Bash. Fantastic yourself. Happy good month to you, too.
Most definitely. So, you know, I've been hearing that the GWM P500 is like luxury on wheels. Now, Prashirin, can you confirm that? Is it really living up to the hype?
You know what, King Bash, it was. I was quite taken aback with this Bucky. It looked, the cabin inside was plush. And looks-wise, it's quite subjective. It does look like the American Dodge Ram, which was quite interesting, to say the least. But inside, it even had a sunroof, though, as well, which I've never seen in a Bucky in my entire life. And it was lovely. Comfy leather seats, a driver digital display, a nice entertainment system, everything that you want as a in a car with luxury. And I did say that I even noted that it had massaging seats, which was quite nice, a nice bonus, heated leather seats. But yeah, I was really impressed, King Bash. I think the cabin was something definitely different than a traditional proper workhorse Bucky, like, for example, the Nissan Navara or a Ford Ranger. It's on par, and I think they really beefed up the antiques here.
Most definitely. And I mean, Prashirin, you got, you know, the luxury of test driving a lot of Buckies. But let's break it down, you know, the rivals, Prashirin, and let's chat about the competition and what each, you know, brings to the table for our listeners out there, and what's the price of it.
Okay, so I think the P500 is packed with features that support its pricing. However, with the launch of the markets, it was initially 1 million rand for this Chinese Bucky. But I think it's a very bold entry for GWM in this competitive market that we have with all the other rivals. I think, you know, Ford, Toyota, Isuzu, Nissan, they've all established themselves as key players in the market. And, you know, they've built that reputability and that reputation. So I'm just curious to see how this modern and affordable, you know, Bucky does. You know, it's such a... And I think for the price tag of it, I mean, they are trying to get consumers because of the price tag. But I feel, you know, it's that reputability. How is it going to fare in 5 years from now, 10 years from now? You know, that's one of the things that is on my mind.
No, most definitely. Speaking of curiosity, I mean, let's get straight into, you know, the driving dynamics. Give us the real deal, Prashirin. What did you think?
I liked it. I think that I drove the previous generation last year, and I thought, you know what, it was chalk and cheese. The previous generation lacked power. It was very, it just didn't have that gumption that I wanted it to have. It struggled. The suspension was firm and you felt it on your spine, especially going off road. And I really didn't like it. It just didn't appeal to me. And then when I got behind the new P500 this year, I was so pleasantly surprised to see that everything that you possibly could have wanted was improved. The suspension is good.
Wow.
It has a 2.4 liter turbocharged diesel motor, which has enough grunt, gumption, and it moves quite nice. It's a very big Bucky, so it's not nimble and agile as, let's say, the Ranger or a Navara, but it has that refinement that you would want, especially when going off-roading and handles the tracks with ease. And it really kind of impressed me for consumption, for the, you know, people that are worried about that. It's by no means thirsty. It depends on how you drive. I mean, I got 12 liters per 100 kilometers, which for a Bucky is okay. It could be better, but it was fair. It was fair.
All right. And as we shift gears, you know, tell us what's new with the latest Polo Vivo. And most importantly, you know, how does it feel behind the wheel?
Okay, I'll be honest with you, King Bash. I was a bit paranoid this week driving the Polo Vivo because, you know, just to come out late from a restaurant or, an event and then find your poor car and still sort of let that idea in my mind. I kept on double-checking and triple-checking and, you know, seeing if the center capsule's still there, because I see some people tend to steal it, you know. And You know, it was just one of those things with having that car, and I thought, you know what, it was a lovely car. I always kind of admired VW for their vehicles, and I think what's different, well, it's redesigned bumper, there's active fog lamps, there's daytime running lights inside as well, and inside you'll notice in the car they've really done nothing much different. It's still the same Vivo we all know and kind of love. There's just a modern infotainment system, and that's really about it. And a few different odd colors here and there, and a nice multifunctional steering wheel, and that's about it. Ours had a 1.4 liter natural aspirated motor with a 5-speed manual. It was nice. I liked it, and I think it was, of course, conservative as always, 6.5 liters per 100, which is okay. But yeah, I can mesh it. Still the same, I think.
What I do know is that, you know, when it comes to cars, and we're looking at the prices, cars are not what they used to be in terms of the price, especially because when it comes to a Polo, you feel like it's an entry level. It's a car that people can actually afford to buy, you know, the little ones or their children going to tertiary or whatsoever. But now let's address the elephant in the room. What's the price? And honestly, would you consider owning one yourself?
Okay, my drop for the price of the new Vivo, I see they've kept it similar, but it's about 320,000 Rand, King Bash, for the Vivo. Yeah, it's crazy that we've become so desensitized to prices of cars these days. It feels like half a million Rand is supposed to be the new 250,000 Rand. I'm going crazy, you know? And would I consider buying it? I think for me, it's the idea of, it's a lovely car. I mean, I used to own a VW Up. That thing was, I love that car to bits, and it felt exactly like that. It's just, for me, is the high risk factor. I don't want to always be looking over my shoulder. And also, you know, that price tag, I would be looking at something used, you know, maybe a nice Suzuki Baleno or get a Fronx. So, you know, you're going to get a lot more kits, a lot more bells and whistles, or even look at a Chery Tiggo 4 Pro.
Yeah.
You know, something that you're going to get more substance from. But they still continue to dominate the sales charts, King Bash, with the Polo Vivo. I think in September they sold about 2,407 units. So they're doing quite well.
All right, all right. Now, I mean, you know, let's wrap things up with a quick motoring tip for our listeners. And of course, please do share this week's Hot Jam of the Week to keep the vibe going on a Friday afternoon.
All right, thanks, King Bash. So, of course, when buying high-risk cars, be mindful of the insurance premiums and maintenance costs. As, you know, these typically require specialized care. And just, yes, all in all, I noticed that sometimes you don't check the safety ratings of cars. A colleague of mine realized that she bought a car. We all know the Quid. It has a 0-star safety rating. If you do own one, no offense. It still at least takes you from point A to point B. But I did point out that it has a 0-star safety rating, and she was shocked. You know, but what can you do? Always check the safety ratings for a car. Make sure it has the features. Make sure whatever car it is, just make sure you know you're driving something safe. And obviously speed, once speed is involved, you it's not in your control. If you crash into something, the G-force will, you know, harm you. But I say just be mindful, please, of what you choose to buy.
Yeah.
And we're going to end off with Aaliyah, age ain't nothing but a number.
Most definitely. And speaking that, it is the 1st of November. May November bring you nothing but the best, for sure. And maybe also a Porsche in your garage.
Thank you so much, Kimesh. Have a blessed one, and listeners.
Most definitely. That's how we wrap up our motoring experience with Prashur and Naidu.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.